As we discuss the issue of unionizing and striking, we certainly need to discuss what is the halacha about a strike for rabbis in a yeshiva. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, so there's a beautiful tshuva in the Mishnah's Rav Aaron, Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Aleph. The Mishnah Masechta Bava Metzia that we learned at Ayin Hayim and Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Hashemishpat Siman Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Hei, said B'davar Ovid, where it's irreparable loss to the employer, Ein Payel Yochel Achzer, a worker cannot leave his position. So Rav Aaron says without any question that a teacher is considered a dover of it. As the Shach in Sifkotan Chavov explains, that every moment that the child, that the students are not learning, it's pseid d'loy hadar, it's irretrievable. And especially, says Rav Aaron, in the middle of the school year, it's difficult to find other teachers. And even if you'll find other teachers, it'll take time to find the other teachers. It'll take time for the students to get used to the other teacher. So this lost time from learning is irretrievable, and therefore certainly a Rebbe may not streak. Moreover, the Rama in Shchoi Shemispet Shimon Shin Limit Gimel Sif Ches teaches us Melamed Sh'amalei Balabayis, a Melamed who, the person who he's working for, apparently in those days it was a little different than nowadays. Teachers worked more directly for parents rather in a yeshiva setting. And if a parent told the Melamed, Lech mi modi, leave the position, I mean, the Sratza Melamed, and the teacher agreed, so he was fired. Says the Rama, Yoch Balbayis Lachsboi Ulakfoi. The Balbayis could change his mind. Even a father has no right to harm his child by losing his Rebbe. So, says Rav Aaron, that doesn't mean that there can't be claims between the teachers, the Rebbeim, and the yeshiva. And they should go to the Torah, but not to strike. Moreover, Rav Aaron quotes a documentation. We in our previous year spoke about the concept about when may an employee leave his job, Bem Tzahayoyim, in the middle of the term, and when may he not leave Bem Tzahayoyim. And the reason the Gemara says an employee may leave in the middle of the term is Kili B'nai Yisrael Avodim V'loy Avodim La'Avodim. He says that the Daki Moshe says you can't say that by a Rebbe. A Rebbe is an Eved Hashem. So the entire reason why a Rebbe could walk out the middle of the why an employee could walk out the middle of a job doesn't apply to Rebbe, says Rav Aaron, and we discussed this also in our previous year, that the right to unionize and the right to strike is dina de machusa, is given to us by the government. And we also explained in our previous year that especially when it comes to these type of employee-employer relationship questions, minig mevatel halacha, the minig is mevatel halacha, and certainly the dina de machusa prevails. So why over here, what would be the case over here? So Rav Aaron goes into a discussion. When do we say Dina de Machusa Dina, and when do we not? He wants to say that even though there's a machloikus rishonim, how far we apply the concept of dina lemachusoi dina doesn't mean that we just say it all over. Because quoting the Marik, he says if we're going to take that approach, Tim Kane, bitalta kol dina Torah chas v'shalom, then we'll always say dina lemachusoi dina and forget about what the Torah says. And therefore, since teaching Jewish children Torah, of course, is the foundation and the fundamental to our existence, to our spiritual existence, certainly we don't say dina de mamchusa dina. Moreover, Rav Aaron says, it could well be that a Rebbe who goes on strike is in the category of a mazik, because he's certainly adversely affecting the children, the students, while they are not learning. And says Rav Aaron, no matter what opinion we stake regarding dina de malchusa dina, no one is going to say that dina de malchusa dina overrides the halachas of mazik. Because we could only suggest dina de machusa dina when it comes to dina mominus, not when it comes to dina mazik, and not where it comes to bittul Torah or the chinuch of the children. Rav Aaron says very strong words. He says a Rebbe going on strike is a mu'uvas layucha liskoin. It's irreparable damage for negei lechol asidam. It could adversely affect the entire future of the children. So no one could suggest that under such circumstances we should say dina de machusa dina, because nobody could suggest that you should say dina de machusa dina. And because of dina de machusa dina, let's say you live in a country where one has to work on Shabbos, so will we say dina de machusa dina to allow someone to work on Shabbos? No, because dina de machusa dina cannot override what's usur. So too, a Rebbe striking is a question of issa v'heter, where dina de machusa dina doesn't apply. So then Rabbi Aaron says, but maybe this will only be for the Rebbeim in the yeshivas. But what about the teachers of the secular studies? So Rabbi Aaron says that even the teachers of the secular studies may not go on strike. He says this is also considered a dover ovid of the welfare of the children. Because he says, when the children will be left with a non-structured time, zesefsed ruchni deloyhoder. Rabbi Aaron says, wasting time is the worst thing that you could do to a child. Even, he says, if they could go to learn, let's say the secular studies teachers will go on strike, and the Rebbeim won't go on strike, so they'll go to the Rebbeim. Changing the situation of the schedule of the day is also unacceptable. On the other hand, Rabbi Aaron says, and I guess what Reb Aaron is concerned about is that now that he's taken such a strong position, the Rebbeim may not strike, So maybe the administration of the yeshiva will take advantage of that. So Rabbi Aaron says that that also is inappropriate, and it is the obligation of the administration of the yeshiva to pay proper attention to the request of their employees and not take advantage of the fact that they're not allowed to go to strike, not go on strike. And he quotes a Gemara Masechtik Subis, Daf Kuf Hei Omen Aleph. The Gemara says, the Dayon Gzer Shibushalayim, the people who were Dayonim Yerushalayim, would get their salary from the Trumas HaLishkan. And if they didn't have enough, if the salary was inadequate, they would get a raise. And therefore, Rabbi Aaron says that we have the obligation to properly take care of our Rabbeim. And he quotes the Gemara, we'll maybe speak about it, in Masechet Bava Metzia, that pei gimel mebeis, but the Gemara says, l'man telech b'derech toivim, v'orches chassidim tishmor. The Gemara speaks about how one is supposed to take care of his employers. Certainly, when it comes to people who are teaching our children Torah, as the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeus Simen Resh Mem Hei paskins, that a Malamed is not allowed to be up too much by night. He has to get a good night's sleep so he should be able to teach well the next day. A Rebbe is not allowed to fast or eat too much, so he should be in proper shape to teach. Certainly, if a Rebbe has to be concerned about his salary and his being able to support his family, how effective of a Rebbe, says Rabbi Aaron, could such a Rebbe be? And Rabbi Aaron says, and I read his words, Void bekan ikr godl, kerei nochitz, it's a critical, shemalamdem amachanchem yi metuvei bali kishrin, Rebbes have to be talented. People who are the best in the yeshiva. So if the rabbeim are supposed to be so talented and so competent, they certainly could find other positions. Because they're so dedicated and devoted to Klal Yisrael, they devote their time and their energy, and they enter the world of chinuch. But if you make their work conditions intolerable, it's too much of a test, and therefore they won't want to be rabbis. Umatziv haruchni shel hador, our matziv requires doirish hatovas matzis hamoirim, that the rebbeim be treated properly. Kedei lahamshich hakoiches hamulam biyos lavoitz hakodesh, so that they could devote their talent to learning. Rabbi Aaron continues discussing the issue of striking, and he says, if in a situation where Rabbeim cannot continue working under the salary that they agreed to, even though they had already agreed to a salary, they should go to Din Torah. But again, Rabbi Aaron says, it's an interesting approach Rabbi Aaron takes. On one hand, the administration maybe should say you agreed to a salary. On the other hand, Rabbi Aaron says Rabbeim aren't allowed to strike. But it doesn't seem that Rabbi Aaron's opinion was that since they agreed to a salary already, they can't request a raise even in the middle of a year. They have a right to ask for a raise because they need to be able to live. And more, but the way to do it, he says, is by going to Din Torah. But Rabbi Aaron says, the Rabbeim ordered me to make an argument that we should not have to go to Rabbonim in the city where the yeshiva that they teach in are, because maybe they're too connected to the Baal Batim of that yeshiva. And they can make a request to go to a different city's Desdin. And Ramayan again continues to say that avoida, this job, the reshes menuchas hanefesh. It requires that they be in the proper state of mind. And Eve and Rabbaran also tells the administration of the yeshivas that the Gemara Masechta Matzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis teaches us. L'chavu Yushlayim Ela Shemida Devrei Maldin Torah. That the administration of the school should not take the approach, but we have a contract and we'll follow the contract. But rather, they should go Lefnim Mishur Sadin to take care of the Rabbeim, that the Rabbeim should be able to do their job properly.